Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the delightful, delightful minisode. We are the Redeemables. Everyone knows the spiel, so I'm not going to say it again. If you don't know it by now,
Google it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually,
or listen
Google
to the full episode of this.
And even not, better,
actually,
minisode
yeah,
first.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Stick. I am correct your order. Delightful researchee.
Researchee, not researcher.
You got I did my right. research tonight. Six lines while watching Luca on Disney. Yeah. And with me is my very good friend, Kenny.
Yes.
And BJ.
Hey-o.
Great.
Yeah, you've never called me a very good friend before.
I just want to let the people know, like,
this is going to be another cry moment. It's like watching Armageddon again.
Put on the list.
I love you, Dad.
Don't want to miss a thing.
That's great.
Leave it.
No.
No, I've got to do it.
Once is too much.
So we are discussing at length in a 30-minute episode.
Yep.
Is it minisode?
Minisode.
Okay.
It's the industry terminology.
Yep.
Okay, so we're talking about Armageddon, or as I like to call it, I'm going to have some fun.
That's good. Is that one of your notes?
No, it's not on my notes.
Wow, he's cooking.
Maybe that's just that's joy good. From Luca
yeah.
and the might two Red
Luca
Bulls
Doncic. No, well, look at the Disney film.
Okay. Disney film.
It's good.
Sea Monsters. You liked it.
I liked it.
It's animation, though.
I know. I liked it. I'm coming around, man.
I imagine you watching it and cutting yourself.
Nah, not at all. I quite enjoyed it. I thought it was really well done.
Okay, so we're talking blockbusters.
Mm. Yeah, well, we talked blockbuster. Big time.
Boom. This has got to be the biggest one of the...
It's one of the biggest of the 90s. Mm. Actually, if you don't mind, I got a little list.
He's got
a
fine
list. No, because I was curious because...
I do like a list.
Yeah, because you said on last week's ep it was 540 mil or whatever, and I thought, shit, is that? That's got to be up there for the highest blockbuster of the 90s.
It's a lot of coin.
Yeah, it'd be around there. Obviously, these days, they do like a billion or whatever, but back then, that would have been huge. So, I looked it up, right, and I looked up the top 10. Now.
Is this from 90 to 2000?
Yes, not including the year 2000, but yes, including the year 1990.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
So, not Point Break. Perfect. Carry on.
Point Break's 92, baby.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be high-grossing.
No, it's not high-grossing. Why did you need to bring that up? It should be.
Whenever I get a chance.
So, fair. So, what I'm reckon, right, I'm going to read out the top 10 here.
Mm-hmm.
This is global box office takings.
GBO.
For the 90s. GBO, baby. And then I want you guys to choose one of these 10. You only get to choose one, and you can watch this movie as many times as you want for the rest of your life. Show it to whoever you want. But the other 9... you can never watch again.
She's the man.
That is
you're not it. No, you're not even allowed to watch a trailer. You're not allowed to quote it. You're not allowed to listen to the
not
soundtrack.
Allowed to quote it.
You're not allowed to quote it.
I'm not an animal. I'm just a man.
Is this your new thing?
Yeah. I like to lean away from the mic and yell. Yeah. It gets my heart pumping. Yeah. Now I'm involved in the game. I'm really ready for it.
All right,
and I'm really pissed off about it.
Here we go.
Okay, go.
He's you ready? Sweating already.
Yeah. Got the man sweating.
I'm going to read it. I'll read it out. And rather than chronological, I'll do in order of dollars.
Yeah.
Yep. So number one, actually, I'll count down from 10.
Yeah, build some tension.
Number 10 was actually Armageddon. I thought it was going to be a lot higher than that. So number 10, Armageddon.
Mm-hmm.
That was the 10th highest.
10th highest. Number 9, the most watched film of all time, according to some weird shit I read on the internet a while back, Men in Black.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Number 8 was The Lost World, Jurassic Park 2. No, number 2 is good.
I love number 2.
Okay, great. Number 7 shocked me, The Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
I don't know how that must have had a hell of a marketing campaign. Because we're talking box office.
There's a lot of buzz. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Forrest Gump, obvious one. That was at number 6. Number 5 was Independence Day.
Ooh.
Number 4, another fairly obvious one, was Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace.
Ooh.
Number 3 also surprised me, was The Lion King. Number 2.
Animated?
Mm.
Yeah, the first one.
The one with the original song.
This is going to be tough.
Yeah. Number 2 was Jurassic Park. And number 1 was your 2 most watched movie of all time, Titanic.
Titanic.
Yep. Titanic was huge as well. It did 2.2 billion.
Billion.
And the next closest was Jurassic Park at number 2, obviously. And that just cracked a bill.
Right.
Just a bill. So 2.2 billion.
Okay. So I got to choose one of them.
One of them. So Titanic, Jurassic Park, Lion King, Star Wars at 1, ID4, Forrest Gump, Sixth Sense, Jurassic Park 2, Men in Black, Armageddon.
I'm getting sad. I'll leave Ben to kick it off.
Oh, shit.
Because I feel emotionally involved in all of these movies.
Yeah.
Above
yeah.
Of course.
Of course.
Whoa.
While you think on that for a minute,
yeah,
the reason Sixth Sense shocked me and also The Lion King.
Get a bloody drink of water, can.
And also Lion King was because they're like original film, which just wouldn't happen these days.
Yeah, it'd be IP.
Yeah.
It'd
and be, particularly with The Lion King, it's cartoon. It wasn't even like a
3D.
No, but it wasn't even animated. Baby. Yeah. I mean, you know, and like 3D animation.
Yeah.
It was cartoon.
It was old school, drawn with crayons and shit.
I believe they drew it.
Yeah, back in the day.
And then they used a flip book and they just held the camera on a flip book. Is that how they did it back then?
I don't know. Yeah, Walt Disney drew it himself.
And The Sixth Sense, that would have been M. Night Shyamalan. Was that his
debut?
First?
Yeah.
I think it was.
It was, yeah.
So no one knew who he was or what he was about.
Yeah, that's why they went to watch it.
It had Bruce
now
Willis.
Now they know what he is and what he's about.
True. And the third movie, you went, I don't fucking know what these are.
Yeah.
M. Night Shyamalan twist coming up.
So interesting that. I wonder if we looked up the top 10 blockbusters from the 2010s, it's probably sequel.
Yeah, probably.
I can almost guarantee it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't guarantee it.
Probably
you said almost guaranteed. Yeah. Just to be clear,
8 would be Marvel films, and then you'd probably have I don't know,
DC.
You're probably right.
Doubtful.
Yeah.
No, it'd be like a Nolan film or something like that.
Yeah. So I've decided it's a tough choice for me, mostly because I'm underwhelmed by most of those movies.
Oh wow.
I'm going to take it off the table. Can we? Once it's taken, can anyone else?
Oh, that's good. Go on then. Yeah, new addition.
I'm drafting. I'm drafting.
Yeah,
Jurassic Park.
No, you fucking
good draft. That was mine. Good pick.
Yeah.
What do you got, Duff?
Well, I had my heart set on Jurassic Park. What was? No.
Okay.
No.
Sorry.
You know, are we doing John Williams? I've been on a massive John Williams kick lately.
If he's taking Jurassic Park, and looking at the other ones, fucking hell. I really want Armageddon.
Yeah.
But
you can have it.
Stay out of the long grass.
Yep. Lost World, baby. Jurassic Park.
Yeah, take Jurassic Park
2. I'm going to take Jurassic Park 2, man.
That's huge.
Have no idea how much I love it.
I love it.
I love them.
Jurassic Park 2 is incredible.
I'm taking it.
Yeah. Number 3 is fine as well. I just didn't love it like I liked 1 and 2. It's fine.
It's not great.
It's fine. it's fine. Okay. I am going to have...
Phantom Menace.
No, surprisingly.
Twist.
I'm going to have Independence Day.
Yeah, that's fair.
Real hard between that and Armageddon.
Yeah.
But if I went, what one have I watched more and probably enjoy more if I was to watch it tomorrow, I would say Independence
that's
Day.
That's why, it's 100% why I went with Jurassic Park.
And that's why I went Jurassic Park.
I would have gone Jurassic Park, the first one. Yeah, definitely.
So, it's a strategic move.
So what do we do? Jurassic Park 1 and 2 and Independence Day.
Yeah.
Bang, bang, bang. There's some blockbusters.
Yeah.
Original film, baby. Well, not Jurassic Park 2, but...
Jurassic Park 1 was.
Yeah, we just
it's a different island. It's pretty much original.
Caught ourselves in our own web there.
Yeah, so anyway, I thought that was cool. Yeah. Just purely because, you know, Armageddon was a huge blockbuster of that
era.
Yeah,
10.
And there's a few that, you know, you can see a similar kind of vibe there with blockbusters,
popcorn
I think.
Popcorn movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a simpler time, the 90s.
Will Smith had a good run.
He did. Jeez, did he ever.
He have a good run.
Did he ever. We never forget that he was the biggest star in the world for 10, 12 years.
Never forget.
Years maybe.
So was Bruce Willis.
Yes.
Oh,
man.
Tell me about Bruce Willis.
So Bruce Willis was huge, yes?
Oh.
Yeah.
Die Hard.
There's no one that doesn't know Bruce Willis.
And that's literally the two words I need to say.
Yep.
Die Hard.
Yep. Mass appeal as well.
Oh, yeah.
Your mum loves Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Your 15-year-old kid at work loves Bruce Willis.
And in those movies, he seems like a rough guy, but God, you like him, don't you?
Yeah, the irony is that he looks like a really great hang, but I'm not sure that he was.
I don't think he is.
So he has retired.
He has.
He's retired from our screens.
Officially?
Yes.
There's officially. Still some, so there'd still be some coming out, right?
Yeah,
That he's made, yeah.
Yeah, so if you're not across it, I've done a little bit of a look into the reasons why and all that sort of thing, and it's a little sad, so prepare yourself for a cry, Kenny.
I'm always ready.
So it was announced that he would be retiring. I don't know about you guys, but it came as a bit of a shock to me, even though it was meant to have been an open secret in Hollywood that he was struggling.
Yeah.
But it was announced in a joint statement on his family's social media accounts on the 31st of March this year that he would be retiring from acting due to the cognitive condition aphasia.
Yeah, okay.
Which is a condition that can drastically diminish the sufferer's awareness and ability to communicate.
Yeah.
It's common in people that have suffered multiple strokes.
I was hearing whispers like maybe 6 months before that, like rumors or whatever. Just when I say people weren't calling me and telling me, I was just reading it online or whatever. But people were saying things like dementia and things like that, which is, sounds in the same sort of vein.
There's a bit of a reason. So I've listened to a couple of things and read a couple of things about this, and there's word is that the family was doing this to get in front of a article that was coming out in the LA Times, which was a bit of an expose on what had been going on over the last few years before that. Okay. I've got the statement from his family.
Please.
Yep. So
I've not read it or seen it.
Quote, to Bruce's amazing supporters, as a family we wanted to share that our beloved Bruce is experiencing some health issues and has recently been diagnosed with aphasia, which is impacting his cognitive abilities. As a result of this, with much consideration, Bruce is stepping away from the career that has meant so much to him. This is a really challenging time for our family, and we are so appreciative of your continued love, compassion and support. We're moving through this as a strong family unit. We wanted to bring his fans in because we know how much he means to you as you do to him. As Bruce always says, live it up, and together we plan to do just that.
Whew.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
So that was from the Instagrams.
That's
so
easy.
Yeah. It came a bit out of nowhere. He's 67 years old.
Yeah.
So...
doesn't look a day over 64 to you, doesn't
he? Looks 67 in the mid-90s.
Yeah, he really did, actually, yeah. So, the LA Times, as I said, was about to release an article detailing his apparent cognitive decline and how people and co-workers had been expressing concern over the
yeah, that's prior. Where the kind of rumors were coming from.
Just Frank Grillo. He only worked with Frank Grillo.
It's just him and Frank. Every
him
movie.
And Frank doing the fucking movie. I love Frank.
Yeah,
so does
Cosmic Sin. Sign me up.
That one wasn't good.
2.1.
That wasn't good. What was the one? I have watched a few of his over the last couple of years.
Mate.
Actually, have you got the list?
No, I don't have the list.
Sorry.
What else you got on Bruce? So, yeah, it basically, apparently his the article was outlining how they had quotes from several people offset that had been saying that he'd been requesting his parts. His representatives had been requesting that his parts be made smaller and smaller. And they cut back on his dialogue and he have his working hours progressively reduced over the last few years.
Yep.
There's apparently like a certain cutoff of how much you should have to be in a movie before they can market it into overseas markets, like the Asian market and all that sort of stuff, like to put Bruce Willis under the title.
Like Steven Seagal in Executive Decision.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk
about
that.
No, but it was with Steven Seagal, right? Yeah. Not starring. So he was basically just getting to that break point. Appearing in movies just
has
enough
to be a certain percentage or whatever.
Yeah, oh, yep. It's not. I don't think it's an official metric, yep. But it's like if they're going to market it like in that way, he has to be in it. And he was just scraping in movies just enough and putting out some not great movies over the last couple of years.
Well, who are you? Have you seen any of them?
He's no, but out who are you to judge? Who am I to judge on this thing where we sit here and judge movies?
I'm so sorry. I'm just going through the list over the last like. Oh, just the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And there's some rippers.
Yeah.
You almost know if it's got Bruce Willis in it by the title each time.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at these and I'm like, I've watched
rip off a few titles.
I've watched quite a few of these. Here's some good ones where you're like, I know this is a Bruce Willis post 2019 film.
Yep.
Deadlock. A Day to Die. Vendetta. These have to be. And it's always a guy holding a pistol on the cover.
Yeah.
Apex was one of the ones I watched. Out of Death.
Out
of Death. Yeah. That's more of a Steven Seagal, like just at the end of his.
It sounds like a satire, like one of those.
Breach, Hard Kill, Survive the Night, 10 Minutes Gone. They're all just like classic B grade action film titles. And they all have Bruce on the front holding a pistol.
Yep. So he smashed out 7 movies in 2021.
Shit.
6 have already been released in 2022 with another 5 due to come.
Shit.
So
he must be making, these must be 1 week shoots.
Well,
him and Frank.
Him and Frank.
They just go to Frank's house now and just
film
it.
That's the thing, he was smashing them out, and there's like the quiet bit that's now being said out loud is that he was being exploited.
Yep.
Because several people were saying about how sometimes he didn't seem aware of where he was and why he was there.
Wow.
And he was like confused, dazed and confused on set, and he'd started wearing an earpiece to be fed his lines.
Yeah, that's what you guys do here.
Yeah.
To me.
be fed lines.
Yeah,
so it had been speculated for quite a while that his management was basically milking the meal ticket for as long as possible before he couldn't work anymore.
Yeah. And to, maybe he was as well. Like, we don't know.
No, this
because
is
a, if you found out you're at the end of your career, you're going to squeeze the, every last drop out.
I'll
of
do
it
out of death.
If
fuck
you
it.
Needed to. Yeah. Sign me up. Yeah.
And then also,
what do I got to do? Oh, you got 10 lines and it's a 1 week shoot and you only need to be on set for 2 hours a day each day.
Yeah.
Right. How much do I get? I don't know. $500,000 Done.
Yeah. And he was commanding still a pretty penny because he's Bruce Bloody Willis.
I'd be interested to know what he was getting for those when he's doing 11 in a year and probably, as I said, probably 1 or 2 week shoots. I'd be very curious to know what he gets. Did you look that up?
I think his name gets him $1 million.
Yeah.
Just straight
still?
Up. Just a name. You only watch those shitty B grades because Bruce Willis was in it.
Yep. I watch him for Frank Grillo.
Yeah, me too.
So from 2019, he made 19 movies.
Yeah.
With five upcoming. That is a lot of work.
Yeah, he was just churning them out.
So his last hit was Glass, believe it or not, which wasn't a hit for me.
M. Night?
I liked it.
I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I just didn't like how he drowned in a puddle of water. Spoiler alert.
Oh, okay.
Have you not seen it?
No. Of course I haven't fucking seen it.
All right, we'll edit
that out. The movie that came out in the last 10
you'll
minutes.
You'll forget I said it. So yeah, that's pretty mid. Like, well, 19 movies in 3 years.
Yeah, to the point where, and whilst it's being said it was an open secret in Hollywood, I'm not. One thing that throws that into doubt is this year's Razzies, the Raspberry Awards that the counterpoint to the Oscars, actually had an entire category called Worst Performance by Bruce Willis.
Yeah,
which is in fucking terrible taste now, right? Went now because it wasn't that long afterwards that he retired. They've actually apologized and tried to retract it, and I looked it up, and on the Wikipedia. It's just got strike marks through it. Like, they haven't deleted it, but it's got like a line through it. I'm like, it's still there. I can still read it. So it's hardly erased. But I think that we here should honour the life, the legacy, the man that was Bruce Willis.
Yeah. I'd love to.
And do our top five Bruce Willis movies of all time.
Just before that, sorry, I quickly Googled then because I was curious.
What does Bruce Willis,
Willis get paid per movie? These movies, you're spot on, Duff. He's still getting, I just looked up Out of Death because that was the most, I think that was kind of the bigger one of the last couple of years or whatever.
Out of Death. Oh, it's just the best title.
They're all the same. I watched.
I'm so going to watch it.
I watched the one Apex because it was the classic tale of guy on the run from rich white guys hunting him.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, it's that movie.
I'm watching. So I was all in.
I can't not watch those films.
Yeah,
I watched that one.
Okay, so join us next week for the Apex.
Oh no, episode. Don't watch it. It's really bad.
Oh no,
yeah, it was unwatchable.
Okay, so join us next week for the Out of Death episode.
But he's getting $1 to $2 million each one of these movies.
Yeah,
so
his name alone,
if he's churning out 10 a year,
and he's
making the same as Leo. Leo just does one, and he does 12.
Yeah,
Leo just dances on the beach with supermodels in between.
Yeah.
He's also fed lines.
We're going to pay. Hey, well done. We're going to pay homage to Bruce by what are we doing?
A top five.
Top five, Bruce.
Cool. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first, man.
Weekend.
You know me, you know Bruce. Die Hard's on the list, not on my list.
Oh, wow.
Armageddon's on the list. Not on my list.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I left them off because I was sure they were going to be on your list.
Yeah, they are on my list. But what I've done is the underappreciated Bruce Willis movies.
Okay.
Some of them are massive hits.
Well, it's meant to be top five, not underappreciated. But you go.
Do your thing.
Go top five underappreciated movies, I guess.
Yeah. Top Got you there, Kenny.
Okay, so number five, I've got The Jackal.
Yeah.
With
he's blonde, right?
Richard Gere, yeah.
Yeah, great film.
Ah, oh, so good. Jack Black. Love it.
Yep. Yep.
Number four, I have 16 Blocks.
Yeah.
Which is where him and Mos Def going around the
Mos
city.
Mos Def, yes.
Yeah. I really like
Mos
that
Def
movie.
Has like a speech impediment, doesn't he?
Yeah. He just talks like Mos Def.
Yeah. Hey, he's got fucking mad flow. How dare you?
I love Mos Def. Yeah. So I really think that movie's underappreciated. I guarantee you haven't watched it in about 10 years.
I think I watched it once and went pretty good.
Never watched it again. I was a huge fan, yeah.
And
I underappreciated it probably.
Number three, even though I think it's his best work, is Looper.
Yeah.
That's very underappreciated.
I've put here better than it is given credit for, especially on rewatch.
Mm. Oh, wow. Wow, so it's underrated, you would call it.
Yeah. Underappreciated.
This is really kicking off, isn't it, Kenny?
Getting some traction.
And then one of my favorite movies of all time, The Fifth Element.
Oh, man.
Because I needed to add it in.
What? Don't you dare.
Really? I'm not a Fifth Element guy.
Are you serious?
What the fuck?
I've never been. Explain yourself, Ken.
It's a science adventure. It's in your wheelhouse.
So here's what's... This will tell you how much I'm not a fan of Fifth Element.
Big Bada Boom.
I have probably in excess of 1,200 DVDs and Blu-rays and some VHS. And I don't own the Fifth Element.
Fuck.
I don't like it. I've watched it once a decade since it came out because I'm like, I'm going to like it this time.
Yeah.
I still don't
I'm
like
gonna
it.
I'm going to need some specific
I don't know what
I
it is
like
about
you're
it.
You're underappreciating.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't know what it is about it. I've had this conversation with people a lot in my time because everyone's always shocked I don't like it because it's got a lot of elements that I should like. There's just something about it I don't like.
I take back my good friend Kennedy at the start. Yeah. I said it.
Sorry. It's just my opinion.
Just a guy I used to know.
Yeah. No, you're legitimately the first person.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's a shocking to everyone.
Yeah, what a swerve.
There's just something about it that I just don't. I'm like, I'm not enjoying
it. My head's gone big, bada boom.
Yeah, that's crazy to me.
Yeah, multipass.
Carbon Dallas multipass.
Number one, and this one's a special one for me because it's number one of all of his movies, and it's underappreciated. Die Hard's up there, yeah? Has to be up there. Armageddon's up there, has to be up there.
I reckon I know what you're going to say.
The movie, my number one favorite Bruce Willis movie of all time.
I'm so sure I know what it's going to be.
Is Tears of the Sun.
Shit.
I did not expect that.
Tears of the Sun.
But I'm there with you, baby.
It's one of my favorite lines.
Yeah, love it.
I love it.
Yeah, love it. Great war movie.
And Cole as well.
Yeah.
Friend of the pod, Cole.
Yeah, we've mentioned him before. Jeez, I'll tell you what.
Johnny Messenger. Oh, it's just a cast.
Yeah.
All right.
Good list.
Thank you.
Good list. Especially Fifth Element, which I think is like universally loved by anyone who knows film. Yeah. I put it in one of my favorite ever movies, Fifth Element.
I'll post a list on the socials of things I don't like about it and just to anger everyone.
Yeah, explain yourself. Yeah. I think Luke Besson, yeah.
It's probably, the visual effects.
It's probably So Fifth Element is definitely on my list. I cannot believe you didn't have Last Boy Scout on your list.
It's one of the Bruce Willis movies. We've talked about it a lot. I appreciate the shit out of it.
Some of mine are pretty obvious.
So are mine. I just went top five.
12 Monkeys.
Yep.
I underappreciated it when it came out. I don't know why, but I just didn't want to be part of it.
I've seen it once. Yep. I've never watched it again. Really? I didn't like it.
Yeah. Okay.
But I would happily revisit it.
It's really, really good.
Really good.
Yep. Terry Gilliam, as a director, he's uneven, but when he nails it, he's fucking, he really hits
it. I don't know what he does.
He was he started off in Monty Python. My favorite movie that he's ever done is Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Oh, he's done that, and he did 12 Monkeys as well.
He did 12 Monkeys, but he's also done, like he did...
Look into him.
The Adventures of Baron von Munchausen, which is one of the biggest flops of all time.
Not seen it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So he's a bit all over the shop.
Okay.
But he does his...
Got some gold in there, though.
Stuff. Yeah. Sin City,
really
good.
It's rare that you see something that's really different.
Yeah,
it was really different at the time. It was really bold and new, and
it was,
it
wasn't it?
He was. Yeah. I don't think it was his starring role though. That was Mickey Rourke's movie, man.
Some would say Jessica Alba, but that some would be me.
That's someone.
A little red blooded BJ. That was oh, here he comes again. I'm just a man. It was. I'm so sorry. So sorry. I'd like to apologize. Why do I feel so dirty?
Because it is. Yeah. It's gross. But go on.
Anyway. So I thought it was really, really good. I hated the fucking sequel. Thought it was one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
It's
strong.
Terrible.
Strong from you.
It was it's a terrible
fucking
sequel.
Terrible.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
It's strong. Shouldn't have gone back to the well. How many have I done?
I don't know. Four, I think that is.
You know what number one is for me. Like, it's pretty obvious. It's Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. Is that a Bruce Willis movie?
Yes. He has a whole segment. If you have a segment in Pulp Fiction,
Okay, so Out of Death, just to qualify. Out of Death is he's in it for 8 minutes.
Yeah, he's on the
mumbling.
Cover, it's his name.
And I'm also going to put Unbreakable.
Unbreakable.
Yeah, cool.
Speaking of M. Night. Really, really good concept. Had a cool aesthetic. I didn't particularly like it the first time I watched it, but I really liked it on rewatch.
Yep.
I'm exactly the same, actually. Yep. I was not a fan.
Yeah. Made me feel stuff.
Yeah.
Which I try and avoid, but...
It's a dear friend of mine's favorite film of all time. So I've kind of like... I got forced to like it, I think.
Right.
And I didn't... Yeah, because I was the same as you. I didn't actually love it the first time.
Yeah.
And then after watching it a couple of times, I was like, oh no, this is actually really brilliant.
I was like, this is such a good concept, but they fucked it up. And then I watched it a few years later. I was like,
I think
it was when I first started to see Bruce show some real chops.
Yep.
Like he had, even like in most of those ones I mentioned there.
Well, he's not the action star in that, is he?
Yeah, no. He has to show a little bit of a dramatic range, actor. Yeah. Is that five? That's five.
Yeah, that's close enough.
What
have I got? I ranked him. I went with movies where he is like the main character, or at least the secondary to the main character.
Yep.
So I excluded things like Pulp Fiction, Planet Terror, Alpha Dog, where he's just got like a little... Oh, I mean, sorry, Pulp Fiction's not a little part, but it's still just a part. I also left out The Last Boy Scout, purely because I think I've mentioned that enough on this podcast.
Yeah.
So from number five, I'm with you, Duff. I'm with you with Looper.
Yeah, it's a good movie. Yeah.
And then I'm with you, BJ.
Yeah.
With Unbreakable at number four.
Yep.
Number three, I had The Sixth Sense. I'm struggling with my
sixth.
Turns out I've got a lisp. I didn't know. Just found out live on a pod.
Here's a secret. I don't like The Sixth Sense.
Even the first time you watched it?
The first time I watched it, nah.
Really?
It's just boring with a good twist at the end.
Yeah.
Classic M. Night Shyamalan.
I think Bruce, he took his chops to a whole other level. He really showed some subtlety and some range.
I've been able to revisit it over the years. I probably watched it three times, maybe four.
Yeah.
And I still enjoy, even though I know what's coming, I still enjoy the journey of the film.
Have you seen the
sequel?
Out of Death?
See a ghost in that as well.
It's amazing.
They mix that up.
Not an Oscar nominee.
And then you know what? I did do the obvious ones, but slightly controversially, I think.
Okay.
Number two, Die Hard 1.
Yeah, okay. You fucking Die Hard freed me, didn't you?
Number one, Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Yeah.
I'm a number three guy. I'm a vengeance head.
Yep.
actually rate that as, for me, like a more enjoyable, better film than Die Hard 1. Just because it's like bigger in scale and there's way more going on. And it's, you know, the Die Hard 1's just kind of like, they're in a tower, this happens, and then it's done. Whereas Die Hard 3, there's like, no, but like, you know.
That's the worst synopsis of the fucking.
It was a Wikipedia synopsis. But Die Hard 3,
happens,
there's like.
And then it's done.
There's the dynamic of the buddy stuff going on with Samuel L. They're on the streets. There's puzzles. There's twists.
No,
there's turns.
It's a fucking good movie.
It's an incredible film. Yeah.
It was,
Thanks. Stopping. Die Hard 3, number one Bruce film of all time for me.
Okay. I would like to just do some real, because he's had a million movies, and we haven't really, we've done a little bit of justice, but can I just run through some real honorable mentions super
please,
fast?
Please, let's do it. Let's wrap up the minisode with a super fast list of great Bruce films, and me and Duff will just cheer to each one.
Okay. Well, I've got something to come after this, so wrapping it up.
So should be, because we're at 30.
And this is, really?
Yeah.
Getting a little personal. Hudson Hawk is one of the worst movies ever made. I saw it on school camp, and everybody loved it except me. I was like, this is the fucking worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. The color like me with The Fifth Element in the movies. Yeah.
The Color
cheering.
Of Night.
Yeah.
The Color of Night.
It's so bad.
Is that with Demi?
No. I can't remember her name.
What's the one with Demi Moore?
Similar,
isn't it?
No. Well, The Color of Night was his attempt at Basic Instinct.
Yeah.
It was like, Bruce, you need a Basic Instinct, but much worse. Yeah. I mentioned Alpha Dog here because Nick Cassavetes is a dark film that you'll never forget. Yep. I actually enjoyed Red.
I love Red.
The first one. Yeah. It was really good. Yep.
Yeah.
The Whole Nine Yards, I didn't mind.
Oh, yeah, I like that one. Oh, I like that one. That's Matthew Perry, isn't it?
Matthew Perry, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Before he was swole.
That's funny, man. That's a good movie.
Striking Distance.
Yeah, great.
The striking distance on the water.
That's what I thought you were going to say. I swore. Yeah. I was like, he's going to say.
He's a water cop, isn't he?
Yeah. The Siege.
Yep, love that. I've mentioned that before on the pod, I think. We did Denzel films.
Yeah, and Death Becomes Her was a bit of a swerve for him as well. That was a bit. It wasn't quite that well received. So when we
what about his? Sorry to cut.
Yeah.
What about his Western he did? Last Man Standing.
Last Man Standing.
Oh man,
it's not bad.
I love that.
Yeah,
movie.
It's good. Yeah.
I love a lot
there's
of Bruce. I think
there's a lot of Tommy guns in that film, and I'm a big fan of Tommy guns.
Oh, so am I, Ken.
Yeah.
Tommy underappreciated. Guns. Do your top five underappreciated weapons. Tommy gun. Tommy guns might be number one.
I just that I'm here for weapons that make themselves. I'm just into that shit.
Okay.
We get this laundry powder and some 40 mil PVC pipe.
Yeah, good.
And some gaffer tape, and we will fucking take the town out.
We got a thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
You should watch the Four Lions British comedy.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Oh, you've seen it? Yeah, they like to make
them. I also like the Gatling gun on the front of a, what are they called? Aardvark?
Oh, yeah, armadillo. Armadillo. Yeah.
So I know you guys are Bruce aficionados. Mm. I have prepared a little quiz.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Yep. Multiple
choice.
Do
we buzz in or what do we do?
No, I'm going to ask you've each got a couple. I'm going to ask.
Oh, great. Okay.
One question per person.
I can love a quiz.
Right.
I love that the minisodes are becoming quizzes.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. So this is a little quiz I've called Do You Even Bruce Willis?
Fuck, I hope I get this right. I'm embarrassed myself.
They're tough fucking questions.
Jesus.
Why would you give us tough ones?
The only thing I can't do.
I want to humiliate you.
I'm not good with
it. I hope my question is, what is Bruce's second middle last name?
Okay.
It's not going to be that because that was a mess.
Yeah. Second.
See, I'm already panicked. I don't do tests.
Okay. Just before you start, don't give me any ones where it's character names. For some reason, I cannot remember character names in films ever.
Ah, you're fucked.
Even my favorite movies, it's like, I just go the main guy.
Oh, you're so fucked.
Fuck. Then. Okay. Go on. Do it.
Most of them are
John McClane.
I got a question.
Corbin Dallas.
Actually, you said it's multiple choice.
It is multiple choice. That. Yes.
Go.
Yes. So, question number one.
Yes.
Is Kenny. This is me? Yep. Yes. Who played Bruce's character, Ben Jordan's wife? Did you follow that?
Yes.
In This Story of Us. A. Michelle Pfeiffer.
I know the answer.
B. Demi Moore. C. Susan Sarandon. D. Jared Leto.
I'm going to go with B. Is it B, Story of Us? Is it B, Demi Moore?
No, it's not. Is it A, Michelle Pfeiffer?
It is, in fact, A, Michelle Pfeiffer.
I don't know
Pfeiffer.
The movie. There you go. No, was that late 80s? Early 90s?
No.
Yeah.
2000s.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, don't know.
You
got me. Well,
this is a fucking softball for Duff, I just realised. Question two. This is not a stitch up, I swear, Ken. Mm, question two.
Seems like it.
Sarah Jessica Footface. Sarah Jessica Parker. Was
Jesus, guys.
Sarah Jessica Parker was in which movie with Bruce Willis? A, The Last Boy Scout. B, Die Hard 2, Die Harder. C, Striking Distance. D, Death Becomes Her.
Oh, that's a really hard one. That's Striking Distance.
Yeah, it is.
It's a love interest. That was when she was a nobody.
Yeah. I've stitched you up so bad.
She
Ken.
Played the
poker.
That's okay. That's okay. Go.
Question three.
Yep.
Four different stories in the adventures of a fading hotel's bellhop in each is the basis for the movie Four Rooms, in which Bruce starred.
Fuck me.
Who directed Bruce's bits? A. Alison Anders. B. Quentin Tarantino. C. Robert Rodriguez.
Yep.
D. Demi Moore.
Okay, I get one clue. What year was it?
Oh, fuck, I don't know.
I'll go with 2006.
It was the mid-90s.
Mid-90s.
1994.
Go, Robert Rodriguez went on to use him, so did Quentin. Go, I'll take Robert Rodriguez.
Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, I was going to say Quentin.
Could be one of those two.
Yeah. Okay, Duff, question four. You're welcome, Ken. It is, what is the name of Bruce's character in The Siege? A, Major General William Devereux. B,
shit.
Agent Frank Hubbard. C, Anthony Hubbard. D, FBI agent Floyd Rose.
Well, he's not an FBI agent. He's a general. It's A.
Correct. It's Major General William Devereux. Bonus question.
He's actually great in that movie.
Yeah.
What was the name of the character played by Denzel?
I don't give a fuck.
How dare you?
Jared Leto.
Anthony Hubbard.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm not good with names.
No. Question five, Ken. This is your final question.
Okay.
I think.
I got to get one here.
Yep. I didn't fuck around with these.
No.
I feel so powerful. Which actress played Bruce's character, James Urbanski's wife's best friend in the movie Mortal Thoughts?
Fuck you. I've not heard of any of these movies. Can you give me a question from fucking Looper or...
A, Daryl Hannah.
Yeah. What year did it come out?
1991.
Okay, that helps.
B, Goldie Hawn.
Yeah.
C, Robert Wright Penn. Personal favourite, by the way, Robert Wright Penn. D, Demi Moore.
What was the name of the movie again?
Mortal Thoughts.
Mortal Thoughts. Thoughts in 91. Daryl Hannah.
Demi Moore.
Damn it.
Duff.
Yes.
Music question.
No. I don't do music.
Swap ya? For any of my questions?
I would have got them all right.
What was the name of Bruce's 1987 debut studio album? A, Return of the Mac. B,
Return of the Mac.
Watch my dog.
Return of the Jedi. C, The Return of Bruno. D, Thriller.
It is C, Return of Bruno.
It is. It
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
Bonus question.
I know.
What was the name of the lead single which peaked at number 5 on the Billboard Hottest 100?
The lead singer of what?
No, the lead single.
Of what? Die Hard.
What was of the album, The Return of Bruno? He had a single that peaked at number 5 from that album.
Oh, Yippee-ki-yay.
I have no idea. He did Respect Yourself.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
And he did it with the Pointer Sisters.
Well, fair to say that'll be the last quiz we ever do on the Minnesota. I was very excited about it until you asked me questions about obscure romantic dramas from late 80s, early 90s.
I genuinely thought you were just going to answer to me more because it was seemed like a layup.
Well, I did on the first one. It was wrong.
Gotcha.
Well done. No, I did. I enjoyed the quiz. Maybe there'll be more.
Maybe.
Okay, let's get into next week. Let's wrap this motherfucker up.
Please.
Yep.
BJ.
Just real quick before we get to next week, I just want to give a shout out to our new countries that are following us. Thank you to the...
Oh, I saw a very exciting one.
Yep. Go on. Thank you to the Philippines.
Yes.
Portugal.
Yeah.
Indonesia.
Yeah.
And India.
India. That was what I was most excited about.
Yeah. Welcome aboard.
If we can crack that to market in India,
yeah.
I think there's a fair few people in India.
So I'm going to do Brett Lee movie next week.
Hollywood Brett, love it.
Yeah. I'll play some of his the music from the band Six and Out the intro.
Yeah, I love that band.
No, next week it seems like forever that I've been waiting to announce this movie because I'm really excited about it because it's a fucking banger of a movie.
It's going
to
make me excited.
It's got a really good story behind it.
Go.
I have chosen Boondock Saints.
Oh, you don't know.
You don't know how I'm going to feel about it.
You never know.
I haven't watched it at least 30 times.
I've got a fair
idea. I've got like 3 or 4 Facebook groups just about Boondock Saints.
Really? Haven't invited me.
Hate it though.
Are we friends on Facebook? That's the minisode.
All right, so Boondock Saints next week.
Yep.
Thanks everyone for listening. That's been the minisode of the Redeemables.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Bye.
You don't believe, I'll show you. You can't get hurt.
The gun's not loaded. That's not where I keep the bullets.
And your Rookie of the Year trophy.
Joseph, did you load that gun?
You won't get hurt.
Elijah was wrong.
When did he meet Elijah?
He was with me when I met him.
He's always kind of partial to Roy Rogers, actually. Really like those sequin shirts.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
I'm not lying, okay? I just didn't remember it, that's all.
You know your father was injured in college. You know that. You know all about that.
If you pull that trigger, that bullet is just going to bounce off me and I'm not going to be hurt. But then I'm going to go upstairs and I'm going to pack and I'm going to leave for New York. Because I thought we were just starting to be friends for real.
Where did you get this motorcycle?
It's not a motorcycle, baby. It's a chopper. Come on, let's go.
What happened to my Honda?
I'm sorry, baby. I had to crash that Honda. Will you come on now, please? Come on, let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Whose motorcycle is this?
It's a chopper, baby.
Whose chopper is this?
Zed's.
Who's Zed?
Zed's dead, baby. Zed's dead.
I see dead people.
In your dreams?
Walking around like regular people. They don't see each other. They only see what they want to see.
So do you know what's gonna happen? You done all this already? As me?
I don't want to talk about time travel shit. Because if we start talking about it, then we're gonna be here all day talking about it, making diagrams with straws. It doesn't matter.
When I hurt myself, it changes your body. This is what I do now, change your memory.
It doesn't matter!
Take care of my little girl now. That's your job.
I'd be damn proud to have you marry Grace.
No, I am your father, and I am telling you to put that goddamn gun down right now!
You take care of yourself.
Harry, no!
I love you,
Harry! I love you! Don't Harry, wait a minute! Harry, don't do this, Harry!
One! Two!
No!